There are different processes recommended for self-realization. They are recommended in the Vedas. Like different sacrifices are recommended. Varieties of sacrifices scripture recommends. For civilization, studying the Vedas. And people give extensive attention to studying extensively the scriptures to become civilized. Some people will go to the forest to practice austerity. It becomes civilized. Some will also do sacrifices to become civilized. And a lot of it, living entities follows these processes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has no more than that. All the different processes recommended in the Vedas for civilization, they are all very correct, all very nice. They help people. And in history, you see thousands of people practice, go to the forest. But even to date, the Himalayas, there are a lot of people. So many. They are naked. Some are naked. Some, they don't shave. Their head is going on the ground. Some they don't eat. They eat only air. It's unimaginable to them. So you don't have any. Really, you go to Himalaya, it's not empty. Himalaya is full of people who are perfect monsters. This scorching heat, we need fun, we need a condition. They don't need it. It is then they will go and sit in the fire, in the middle of the fire. They practice chanting, Om. And they do that for life until they leave the body. And when the winter is at the peak, minus, they will enter inside water to practice up to the neck, to chant. It's all for civilization. Who do this? We have so many people doing it. Some are very, very experienced in pujas, varieties of pujas. Yesterday we recommend all this in the scriptures. Different pujas for different purposes, for contract all the simple activities you do. If you do this offense, you can perform the jhadya. All the different processes are there. You do it to be free. We have so many followers who are doing that. So many Vedas. Very, very difficult. When we say the Vedas, we're not talking about the Bhagavad Gita. All. Very extensive. The sages and the missionary will tell the Sutta Goswami, see, we don't have time for this one. This will not happen. Our brain can't take it. One, the duration of life cannot take it. The environment is not favorable. We can't do this. But you are our fortune. You are our fortune. Can you summarize all the scriptures? Can you summarize it? And just give us what do you consider your own personal realization? That was a request from the sages, to Sutta Goswami. They said, you are very, very fortunate. You have so many teachers. And because you are very gentle, very, very gentle, very humble, Because of this, all the gurus have blessed you. So you are fortunate. Therefore, since you are disqualified for many things, you are fortunate. Considering our situation, you know also our mind. Please, just give us essence. Not the extensive areas you study. Even if we speak, we won't hear, we won't understand. So, just give us the essence. And Sutta Goswami narrated Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is the essence of Sutta Goswami's extensive study of the scriptures. The essence. So he just gave the essence. Even Sutta Goswami's essence, very extensive. Very extensive. Probably it's teaching, sorry, you can understand what it means. For us to memorize one verse. Our brain has to be tasked. Right? Very extensive. We are talking of Sutta Goswami's experience, his realization, not the whole scriptures. So, what will happen if you are going to sit down and study all this? We'll leave our body before we finish. And that would be a failure because you don't succeed. So, all these different processes are there, recommended, and many people are following. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Ramananda, can you give me of all the processes of self-realization, which one is the essence, your own essence? Now we have left Sutta Goswami's essence. Now we are going to Ramananda Rai's essence. What is the essence of your own realization? For all these extensive Vedas you have studied, sacrifices, and pujas, everything that we have studied. Which one is the best that you can recommend? Looking at our situations, what is our situation? The sages explained. Our situation is Alpa Ayush. We have very short duration of life. Very short. Manda. Very lazy. So Manda. Unlucky. You're not lucky. You're not fortunate. This is our situation, our experience. We are misguided. Even if we want to take to spiritual life, there are so many cheaters around. So many. Even in this one. Yes. We don't have a professional reciters in this one?
Yes.
We don't have?
Yeah.
which is not approved by Prabhupada, the founder of ISKCON. How many places in his purport he has mentioned? Professional reciters, don't hear. And in his movement, professional reciters are there, not even outside. So let's see how we are misguided, we are not lazy, and Upadruta, always disturbed in all directions, north, south, east, west. Is it? Everywhere. All over the universe. All over. go to the forest to go and meditate. Why people go to the forest and don't meditate? Let me give up the disturbances of the people. You go to the forest. So disturbance is not waiting for us there. In the forest, the servants are already, I don't know, waiting there. They are waiting there. Indra will say, what is he trying to do there? My position is envying. I'm sorry. Go and stop him from that. In the forest, alone, Indra is seen. Not in the city, not in the heavenly planet. In the forest, Indra will go and stop him. What is he trying to do there? Disturbance. Even if it does not do that, they are demons who are also there. The demons are there. So the same way, eaten up by demons in the forest. Maybe. And so not even demons, the ferocious animals are out of there. Why is it this happen to sit on deer skin? Why did they sit on deer skin? Snake will not climb there. A snake will not climb. So you, at least you feel safe from this, from the snake, but not from the demons. Or Indra. if Indra does not disturb us, the demons doesn't disturb us, or the snake doesn't disturb us, what our own senses? Our senses. Chatbarat was disturbed by Indra. Chatbarat. Indra? Demons? Snakes? Who? Himself. Himself. Because the living entities will need association. Association in all situations, all circumstances, need association. To be successful in Christian consciousness, association. To be successful in business, association. If you make a product, they have no customers. How will you sell? You need association with your customers to buy a good. Either spiritual or material, association is very important. In that association, you get so many people who will envy you. The customer wants to cheat you. Because you personally have cheating mentality to cheat, so the customer they will reciprocate. What is this? So all the varieties are there. So even minus all these things, our own senses will be solved. So just Chatbarat was there in the forest. He had left everything, all palatable things in it. In the city, he left all. Now he wanted to practice self-realization. While he was doing that, the need for association arrived. So whom to associate with? The tree? The tree will not respond. The deer was there. Oh, at least this reciprocation. This reciprocation because the deer was responding to his association attachment to me. And every day, my dear deer, my dear deer, my dear deer, my dear deer. Instead of Hare Krishna, he became dear deer. I say, when death comes, what about deer? Association was missing. And the soul need that. Because that is part of the soul. Association. It's part of the activities of the soul to associate. But we can't make it associate so we can hear something. It has to help us become Christian consciousness to be successful. We need this thing. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking Lord Mahanarayana, what do you recommend? The essence of all the processes of civilization. So Ramananda replied, to chant the holy name of Krishna is the best process of civilization. That's the best process. Everything is inside. All other processes which we are looking for is inside Harinam. So I recommend this to be the best because anyone can do this and you don't have to go anywhere. Just stay where you are. Chant this mantra. You get everything you need in one place. In Bangita location to Bajun, Ekastam. Krishna consciousness is what? Ekastam. In one place. In one place, I will show you everything. You don't have to go from here to there. Just stay in one place. I will show you everything. So, Hare Krishna mantra, this Hare Krishna mantra we chant, can give us everything in one place. In one process. Of all the processes of civilization, chanting the holy name can give us everything in one place. No other place. We don't have to run here and there. Complete package. The Hare Krishna mantra. This was predicted before Hare Krishna mantra came in Kaliya. It already planned the Krishna's message. Everything is already planned. Before the Hare Krishna mantra came, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us this powerful process of serialization, it was already calculated and planned and fixed. Just like constructing the house. All the fittings are already calculated. They're all calculated. I will go with the jewelry. Similarly, the Krishna has calculated everything which will go in Kalinga for civilization. He has planned everything. And yesterday saw it before it happened. So you remember that you see. The sages were very, very concerned about the welfare of living entities in Kaliya. They saw that Kaliya is coming and everything, the medicine will not work in Kaliya to become a disease itself. The scriptures will become a business. Now if you study the scripture, it becomes a business, you make business, you make money, and become the source of your life. Everything changed. So they say this became very concerning. And I went to yesterday. To go and ask him, what is the hope? Is there any hope again in this kind of yoga? Is there any hope? Or everything is finished? I think we are overthinking and getting worried to come and see yesterday. Yesterday we were really hearing all their questions. Powerful, so powerful. They have not got to his place. They are in their own ashram thinking, and yesterday was hearing everything. What was the medium they used? Cell phone? Was it cell phone? Yesterday we were using cell phone. How did he get to understand everything they were talking, they were discussing and planning? He knew they were coming to meet him. How did he do that? Yes, he did. He has the language of the heart. So he can hear everything and everyone. He was hearing. Some cities are very concerned, they're coming to see him. So before they got there, he entered the Saraswati River, where he's performing some city. So when the cities came, so yesterday he went into the deep down inside the water and he came out. And he chanted, "All glory is of Kalinga." Cities were very disturbed. Kalinga is a problem, and we are looking for the solution. We have come to meet the siege, and this man is chanting the glory of Kali Yuga. Are we in the right place? We made a mistake.
Right?
Kali Yuga is affecting everything. So the cities are also affected. Do you understand? Brahmanas are affected. The mantra is not working. Now you want to sacrifice, what do you do? Use of matches. That is degradation. To use matches to light fire is degradation. It is not like degradation. Degraded. We are degraded. We don't need to use matches to light fire. Use mantra. Use mantra. It's mantra. But why waste time, spend money, waste money? This is mantra. Well, Kaliga has affected the Brahmanas. They cannot chant the mantra again because they have potency. Kaliga is so powerful, he's taking all the good things away. That's Kali. Very powerful. Taking all the good things away from us and leaving all the nonsense. For example, when a person is extremely beautiful, then he's proud. In Kali, we are proud because we are ugly. Not beauty, ugly, or proud. That's Kali. So, the Brahmanas were worried. Our home is also affected by Kali. So we can go. Not only that, as they were just getting disturbed by this. Yesterday, when Bai said the word again, he came out and chanted, "All glory to the women." The cities look at each other. So we need to go or to see what here. Is it enough for us to go? Guess they went back to the water, they came and they saw all glories to the children. They were completely finished. When Cassidy came out, he was smiling while their face were tied up. Yesterday was smiling. He was blissful, smiling, peaceful, serene, no anxiety, no tension. But the city were very disturbed. We have problem and we have come here to ask you and you increase our problem. So the spoke. Yesterday was them. Oh, this sages, may I know the reason of their visit? The sages said, yes, before we will tell you why we have come here, please, we want to know from you. Why are you chanting glorious locally, glorious women, glorious children. Why? What is this? So yesterday I said, I was giving you the answer to the question that I brought you here. So that was the answer I'm giving to you. I already knew what you have come here for. So I gave you the answer. So please, can you explain? Yesterday he said yes. In Kaliga, Lord Sam Mahu is going to come. And he's coming with the Holy Name. The most powerful process for civilization in this age. The best. This is not available easily like this Kaliga in Satya. Because Satya is the child of Krishna, and in Treta, the child of Krishna, in Prabhupada, the child of Krishna. But in Kali, the Krishna is different. It's extremely powerful, merciful. Because the Chaitanya is different. And because this powerful process has come, other processes, you need to be a Brahmana to chant mantras. So women and children cannot chant. But for this, women and children are going to chant and dance and exercise. So this is the best process that anyone can follow it, big or small, and attend the other one. Let me go back to the mantra. So, the Kalinga, we are all very, very, very fortunate to come in contact with the Hare Krishna mantra. So, this Hare Krishna mantra we are chanting is the best. What Jagya can give, what austerity, sacrifice, other things can give, what study the Vedas can give, everything a name will give them. So they are not equal to the name at all. They are not. All other processes of civilization are not at all to be compared with the Holy Name. The name is the best. So the city will be happy. And persevering. Surely this process. And we have this process. So, if we can give our full attention to this chanting business, this is our profession, all wonders will become our daily experience. Hare Krishna. Comments? Questions? Shall we go back? Any comments? Questions?
The Holy Name is already very powerful. Is it not that the process of chanting Hare Krishna has been given by Srila Prabhupada has also become more powerful?
The Holy Name is really very, very powerful. Can we say that Srila Prabhupada made it more powerful? Yes! Yes! Srila Prabhupada made it more powerful. Yes. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting this Holy Name, he didn't come to Mauritius to chant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Mauritius.
No.
He didn't come here. He already India, he did. Yeah. But Sattva came to Mauritius. To teach the chanting. Small power. So the Bhakti Sansa Chakra Prabhupada said, if you cannot chant 64 rounds, forget it. You're listening. Prabhupada said, no. We are lazy, but there is a hope. Text 16. Text 16. If you change 16 perfectly, you will get the same result as 64. Do you know? Prabhupada made it 16. If all of us were to be baptized as a disciple, none of us would. We will not be qualified to be initiated by him. But Papa said, oh, don't worry, don't worry, it's okay, it's okay. Don't worry. There is a hope. There is a hope. Take 16. 16 minimum. Minimum 16. Take 16. If you can change this nicely, you will get the same results. Those three chances. The same result. You go back to the path of it. This lifetime. Papa did it. This lifetime. But we have, you get that Krishna said, Bahunam Janma Namate, Bahu Janma. The Papa said, Ek Janma. One lifetime. One lifetime. Not many, one. That's all right. So he made it easier. He made it easier for us. The potency. Not only that, the Papa said, you don't need 100%. You only need 75. I will balance the remaining 25. If you can get 75%, you go back home. I will make the remaining 25 for you. Bonus. Right? It's wrong. You need it. So merciful. So merciful. He made it. Very simple, but not doubted. Although he made it so simple, but not doubted. It is still perfect, pure. And he said, if you stick to this process, you will get it. You will get it. Pure Prabhupada, you get it. It will follow what he has given to us. Just repeat what I have given to you. Repeat, even if you don't understand, keep repeating it. The realization will come. You get it? That's a very special, extra message. He didn't change anything. But he knows how to apply the principle of time, place, and second. He knows how to do it. And he did it perfectly. The result is what you achieve. The result is shown. His godbrother, they went to London. They were sannyasis. Not Grihas, sannyasis. Familiar, not even from the West. Familiar, sannyasis from the East. they went there. They tried, nothing worked, nothing. That very place, London, Papa sent householders there, not had sannyasis. So Papa sent householders to the same place where sannyasis failed. The householders went there and succeeded. What is that? Yes, it's potency. It's potency. Yes. The Prabhupada is showing what is Krishna consciousness. So also you see, he didn't name the society Marx. All his globalists are Marx. The Prabhupada said International Society for Krishna. It's different. That is potency. It's a society for Krishna consciousness. It is for Krishna consciousness. So in this movement, only if they're looking for Krishna, they will succeed. Anything else will not succeed. Because it's a society for Krishna consciousness. vision you can get, fame you can get, whatsoever facility you can get, or prayer you will not get, except we are for Krishna considered prayer you will not get. Because it's set in the base of the foundation of purity. So you made it. Yes. There is more mercy than understand. Yes. One of his names is Ferdinand. The Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is God. So he can drive Chaitanya Ragas away. But me, I'm not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I need my devotee. Don't commit suicide. Stay here. Do your service. Get purified. He's not giving us license to misbehave. That is not what he's doing. He's showing what is potent. He's showing his potency, his compassion, he's showing his love. He's showing how much he cares, how much he loves us. He demonstrates that. Yes. Don't commit yourself. Do service. Don't go away. Do your service. He's sure, he's convinced that this process can transform anyone, can change anyone. That is his confidence. And the devotee is using serious and get pure. In this way, this God is expanding. See what is happening. This God is expanding. This is wonderful place. We're teaching Krishna consciousness. It's his function. It's progress. Wonderful. All glory to Sri Prabhupada.